Good evening, everybody. This is Mark Polite for PoliteOnSociety.com. I am the editor-in-chief, as you know, and this is episode one of my podcast. And tonight I want to talk about Ben Carson, Republican presidential candidate. And the question that I wanted to ask is, has Ben Carson undone his legacy? We all know Ben Carson as the very skilled neurosurgeon and very accomplished individual who pulled himself up by his bootstraps, so to speak. But when you look at all the things that he's been saying lately, he's been really doing a disservice to himself and his whole legacy. And it's very questionable at this point if he's even a really serious candidate. What I wanted to point you out to our listeners tonight is an article that came out in CBS News, and mind you, I'll drop the link along with this podcast, talking about him and Black Lives Matter. The title of the article, and you can feel free to look up for yourself as well. Feel free to check behind anything I say on here. The title is Ben Carson, Black Lives Matter Bullies People. And this was an interview that he gave this past Friday, on a day where everybody is just in the, for lack of a better explanation, a semi-nostalgic viewpoint towards 9/11. I don't know why we dredge up all these things to so we won't forget, never forget, or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, and one of the most offensive things that I found personally in an interview is that he says that, quote unquote, rather than engaging in dialogue, he feels as though the Black Lives Matter movement is bullying people. And for the life of me, I just can't figure out the logic here. I mean, I don't. Maybe I'm missing something. It's quite possible. What's the rationale behind this? And see, this is one of the biggest problems with Black Republicans. And I'm not saying that it's not possible to be a principled Black Republican, but when you put up, you know, questionable views and nonsense like this, whereas you're saying that people who are for Black Lives Matter, they are bullying candidates by forcing them to take a stand one way or another. How does that even register in terms of logic? And if we want to talk about a double standard here in Carson's own behavior, let's talk about how in general, how, look, there's another story that I wanted to mention in comparison to what he said about Black Lives Matter, how he is so easily down on Black people, but yet when he traded a light bulb with Donald Trump, about three, four days later, he ended up apologizing, and that article came out today in Politico. And it's called Ben Carson Explains Why He Apologized to Donald Trump. Now, I don't get this, people. Like, explain something to me. Do Black Republicans not realize that they have to actually get Black votes as well? That confounds me. So, and, you know, to talk about the Trump thing, you, on one hand, you can bash Black Lives Matter and say that they're bullying, but on the other hand, you begin to stand up to Donald Trump, and then once the backlash gets a little bit too thick, then you back down. Seems kind of convenient, doesn't it? And this is why I think that in general, the Black Republicans as a subgroup within the Republican Party are not really taken that seriously. They are very easily discarded, and once they serve no purpose, they will be, you know, tossed off to, and well, the next new person to come up. Look at the parallels. You know, we had Michael Steele for a little while. We had Alan Keyes. You know, we had, you know, the last most notable and tragically funny one with Herman Cain. And unfortunately, this Ben Carson situation is a similar one, but with the exception of the scandal and everything. It's just a mess. So, but I put it to you tonight, my listeners. As far as Ben Carson, is he undoing everything he's done for himself as a noted figure in the black community by being practically a shill for the Republican Party by playing the game of he has to feel as though that he's the most Republican, he's the most conservative. Whether anything that he says makes any kind of sense whatsoever, what is that? What does this all amount to? He's tarnishing his legacy in a way that, you know, it may not be salvageable. But, you know, that's just my opinion. But I'll open it up to you and feel free to comment, you know, below. And I'll include links to the two articles that I just mentioned. So, you know, let's get the conversation started. And, you know, if you want to reach out to me regarding anything I've said tonight or in the past, feel free to contact me at mark.w.polite@gmail.com or hit me up on Twitter at markpolite. And I just wanted to keep this short and sweet. I didn't really feel the need to do that much on it because I don't think this guy's going to be, you know, that much around that much longer as a viable candidate anyway. But I just wanted to get people's opinion on this. So reach out to me, hit me up, and let me know what you think. All right, then. So I'm signing off for tonight on this matter. Peace, y'all.